This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I got off the riverboat New Orleans in the spring of 82. I walked into a gambling house, as gamblers often do. I had myself a drink and I joined in a poker game. The dealer was a woman, so I asked her for her name. She smiled at me so pretty, but a hush fell over the place as a big man crossed the table, stood up and slapped my face. Oh, a knife!
Well, Lord Mogan's one of the smartest people I know. What's up with that.com? And it's limited time we have left with him. You were getting into the virus's providence, its lineage, its family line. And here's, you know, mainstream news. Nobel bioresearcher, COVID-19 was lab accident, says it was man-made, leaked. Well, we already have major institutes saying that. Your report's up on Infowars.com, Communist China's Crimes Against Humanity. In closing, you were starting to get into the gene insertions, the HIV delivery system involved with this virus.
Yes, the GP41 protein that comes from the HIV virus appears to have been inserted or somehow have arrived, let's put it no stronger than that, at four points in the very short genome of COVID-19. It only has 30,000 base pairs, which is tiny for a living organism. The researchers at the Wuhan P4 laboratory, which is supposed to be a high security laboratory under the control of the military, were doing research, I think, that was intended to make the coronavirus more easily infect humans, not so that they could use it as a bioweapon, but so that they could find a vaccine against it in case another of these coronaviruses got out. I think the purpose was a perfectly respectable one.
Exactly. However, people keep saying if it's bio-made, why it's not super deadly? Well, it is deadly. They were trying to create a vaccine for it.
That's right. I think that's what was going on. And it got out because the containment procedures at the laboratory were sloppy, and this has been known for some years. Even the Obama administration that used to fund that laboratory
froze it in 2015.
Yeah, when it realized how dangerous it was. And a containment detonator failed to go off when a vial full of contaminated bat blood and urine spilled on a graduate researcher there. She has now had, her name is still on the website of the laboratory, but her photograph and her thesis and her bio have disappeared.
And there's a Tricom culture to cover up. That communism does that. Like, capitalism rewards you for exposing flaws. Communism punishes you.
And exactly. And so they won't say where she is. So she has been disappeared. And that is the second of the two crimes against humanity of which China is guilty. The first one, of course, causing extermination by not reporting the virus properly. That is in conspiracy with the WHO. I think they're guilty of that. And the second crime of disappearing people who tried to blow the whistle. Seven doctors have gone missing, as well as this researcher. That's a very serious crime against humanity as well. And the world can no longer tolerate communism, however much it has infected our universities. We've got to get.
Why does communism produce the bio leaks and the nuclear reactor leaks? Why does it do this?
Because they're desperate to try to make themselves look like a real Western economy. Trying to run a command economy profitably is extremely difficult. Because the
if I get my employees involved in incentives, they all do great. If I tried to command them without, it would not work. Like incentives
that's
make things work.
That's the problem they have. And so they're always trying to gain an advantage by, you know, developing new and fancy drugs, et cetera, et cetera. And they're not very good at it. They're not very good at what they do. That's why all these personal protective masks and gowns from China have been in the wrong boxes. They don't work. They're not up to standard. And, you know, every country that's had them, from Turkey to Spain, twice.
Because the manager is demanding bulk instead of quality.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Because the bosses are demanding bulk, not quality.
Well, they're desperate for bulk, of course, but they had hoped they would get quality, but of course from China you don't. That's the trouble. It's a third world country pretending to be
a we're back in 60 seconds, Lord Monckton. Do a final statement for us. When we come back, then Gerald Celente takes over. I'm Alex Jones.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought today I'm Gerald Celente is about to take over in about 10 minutes. Lord Christopher Monckton, one of the smart people I know, the guy that pioneered exposing globalism. Now we see the carbon being cut off. We see the UN saying between 30 and 130 million are about to die. I try to tell NPR hosts I've been on, but they don't even want to hear about it. It's all just about COVID-19 hysteria. We're not saying there isn't some lab-made cold virus that's more deadly than usual. I'm not denying that. I'm saying the hype and the fear is the hysteria. Lord Monckton, how do we navigate out of this? Who's to blame? What else do you expect to happen? What about those trying to blame President Trump? I'm not sycophantic. I get persecuted for supporting the president, but I still do what I think's right, and I don't think President Trump's done a bad job. What do you think?
The president is doing his best. Like Boris Johnson on this side of the Atlantic, he was late in realizing how dangerous this virus actually is. And therefore, he didn't take the step of locking down the country in time. Once you fail to do what South Korea and Taiwan did, if you allow a virus as dangerous as this to go unchecked, then it will kill a lot of people. And one model we had here in the UK said it might have killed 40 million worldwide this year if it hadn't been stopped. It largely has been stopped now, and so now we can move to end the lockdowns much faster than the Democrats would ever like to think, and a lot faster even than some Republicans would like to think. Of course, the extreme right-wing Republicans have been saying there shouldn't have been a lockdown in the first place. That, I'm afraid, I'm going to have to say this, Alex, was wrong. The lockdowns were necessary in those countries.
Oh, I'm not bragging, but I personally advised the president 8 weeks ago that he had to do some lockdowns or he'd be blamed with the deaths that would come. I get deaths happen.
It's no longer needed because the rate at which the infection is growing is dropping just about everywhere. In most places, it's dropped below replacement. So now the numbers
are... Is Trump accurate that sunlight was killing it?
Sunlight does kill it. So if you're out of doors, you're reasonably, though not completely safe. You still want to avoid close contact. Try to keep 16 feet away from anybody else while you're out of doors, if you can. It's safer than the 6 foot limit. And indoors, make sure that you wear very comprehensive clothing. Wear gloves, which you should change frequently, these gloves you can throw away, and wear some sort of face covering. And then if you're under 60 and you're not suffering from any of the well-known diseases that help this virus to kill you, which diabetes is one, obesity is another. Smoking, interestingly, appears to be rather a good thing against this virus. That's still to be researched, but the early
signs are... Because your lungs are used to being assaulted.
So people who are smoking don't seem to be getting this as much as people who don't. And we don't yet know why, so I'm not giving that as medical advice. Let me be very clear. None of what I
think I know why. I'm not giving medical advice, but there's an autoimmune response like the Spanish flu in 1918. They think people that are assaulting their lungs, the lungs just aren't insulted by the virus.
But we don't yet know that, so let's not go there. But what we can say is that provided people, you know, they now know this virus is dangerous, they can be trusted. I'm a great thing for trusting the people. Once they know the thing's dangerous, once we've dealt with the crisis and stopped the hospitals from being overwhelmed, which we've now done, now you can say to the young people, fine, go back to work, but be cautious about it. And to the old people like me who are at risk from this virus, well, it's up to me to take my own precautions. I don't need the state to lock everybody else down for my sake. So it is now possible, I think immediately really possible, for every country where the rate of increase in what are called active cases, people actually now in hospital, is no longer, it's no longer growing, they're now declining. Those countries can now safely begin unlocking their economies. And the sooner, the better.
No, I agree. So in closing, what about the institutional attacks, though, on vitamin C, on D3, on zinc from the beginning? I mean, that just seems like they wanted to exacerbate this.
Well, certainly in this country, we've had no attack on vitamin C.
No, no, not there. I'm saying here, they're SWAT teaming medical doctors that are giving. And I'm not a big...
They shouldn't do that because
I'm kind of a doctor phobe, but I read the statistics. You're sort of getting vitamin C things every few months. I don't like them. They're amazing.
Let's get this clear. We cannot say that if you take lots of vitamin C or vitamin D, this will cure you or prevent you ever getting sick. There is evidence that it helps. And if you're deficient in vitamin D3, then taking D3 helps a lot. It very greatly.
No, but listen to me. I agree with you. What I'm saying is, all over Europe, the U.S., the last 10 years, there are two within a mile from my house. Medical doctors there. I go in, they put a needle in my arm. I get vitamin C. I get B12, and I get other things. It's the way I quit drinking, is they have this amino acid that makes you not want alcohol. They jammed that in my arm 2 years ago. I didn't want alcohol for 6 months. It made me stop drinking. This is a medical doctor doing it. They're now SWAT teaming these very facilities that have approved stuff that, like, changed my life. All I'm saying is I'm a free person. I'm not using heroin. I'm not out using marijuana.
No,
Shouldn't I go to a medical doctor and be able to get what I want?
The danger is that these health authorities are becoming too bossy, and they're trying to take away from doctors the ancient right which has existed since Hippocrates, and it's called the officinal formula, by which any doctor can prescribe absolutely anything to a patient, provided that doctor in his professional
judgment
is convinced that patient will benefit rather than suffer if he takes that particular substance. That's the rule.
Exactly. They're taking the power of the priesthood. They're taking the power of the priesthood directly from the doctors in the practice to these computerized systems.
They're trying to, but they can't overcome the officinal formula. When I was doing research into virology at one point, a global warming campaigner tried to make a complaint that I was conducting unauthorized clinical trials, and I had to speak to the Medicines Control Agency, one of these great bureaucracies in Britain, and in the end I had to order them to stand away. I said, look, we have to try out medications on small numbers of patients to find out whether we've got enough of an indication.
Well, yeah, Trump passed a law
to put in an application for a clinical trial. And so I told them, get off my back or I'll go straight to the High Court and have you shut down. And they retreated in very, very rapid order.
No, but I agree. Trump talks about right to try.
If you're a doctor watching this and you're being bullied by the health authorities because you think you want to prescribe something for a patient which you, in your professional judgment, think is good for that patient, under the officinal formula, which is worldwide, nobody has been able to legislate against it, you are entitled to prescribe that medication, and they are not allowed to tell you.
Let me stop you in closing. If you get mad at me when I interrupt, because you're so smart, and I totally agree with you. The basic ancient rite of medicine, thousands of years old, says that you have these degrees, you've done it, you should be able to test it. If your peers find you wrong, you can get in trouble. So these bureaucracies coming in, the UN coming in, and saying what doctors can do is a giant rape of those rights.
That's exactly it, but they're not succeeding. The Officinal formula, this right of doctors to prescribe what they think will do their patient more good than harm, that right is an unchallengeable, inalienable, necessary right of the medical profession. I'm not a doctor, so I don't have that right, but every doctor does have that right, and he should not be bullied into failing to exercise that right. And if he remembers those magic words, Officinal formula, he will find that the bureaucrats who've been trying to stop him will run a mile. So there's a tip. But just to wind up now on this wretched virus. Yes, the lockdowns can now be brought carefully and responsibly, but immediately to an end, particularly for those under 60. They can go straight back to work and just take sensible precautions. People can be trusted to do sensible things if you don't treat them like children. Try to treat them like children, and they will rebel and behave badly. So I say to the international authorities, start treating your populations like adults. We all understand that this virus is a lot more dangerous than flu. We didn't to start with, we do now. Knowing this, you can trust us to be sensible about what we do and who we meet and how we meet them and how close we get to them. Leave
Ward
it.
Monson, we're out of time. Talk to you soon. We love you. Thank you so much. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Long Beach and I miss you. Gerald Celente is about to take over. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Owen Schroyer is coming up, 3 p.m. Central. And I'm not a dramatic person, but if you could see the attack this place is under, well, you see the attack the president's under, you see the attack we're under. I just want to tell you, we're faithful and we'll hold the line until the end, until we win or until we break. But I'm not back down yet, folks. I can't. I think I've never felt stronger in this fight, but I realized I just did an hour and a half of radio and never plugged one thing. I'm my biggest enemy. If I plug every segment, we have plenty of money to fund this whole place. I end up going hours not plugging. So we've got products you need. InfoWarsStore.com, X2, Deep Earth, High Quality Iodine Crystals, a central building block of the body. Nobody else that I know of has true Deep Earth crystals of this purity. You have to get a DEA license for us to even be able to get this. This is 50% off back in, sold out for almost 2 months. And we've also got the new essential oils in three different flavors, peppermint, eucalyptus, and, of course, lavender. That's back. It's a hand sanitizer with the essential oil that funds our operation. And the storable food, just something good to have 25 years. It's in there. You mix in with what you got. It's a good default to make. You know, you see the stuff going on with General Flynn. He was an advisor of the president. So the FBI came and lied on 302s about what he said, and it's all come out. I can tell you that soon you'll learn about it. They're like, hey, you turn against Trump, we're not going to arrest you. Well, go to hell, man. I'm not doing this. I'm a good person. I'm proud of actually who I've been in my life. And so whatever you're going to do, go ahead and do it. But it actually doesn't make me feel good that I can call him, talk to the president or talk to his advisors, and then he responds. It scares me. He's totally surrounded, folks. And this country's totally surrounded. And I just believe in your strength. I believe in your strength to say no to this, your strength to say no to the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and your strength to spread the word about Gerald Celente about to come up and tell everybody you know on Facebook and Twitter and Google. But everybody from General Flynn to Roger Stone that has advised the president is indicted. It's not like I'm even that smart. I like, oh, Mr. President, here's the video from Cedar Sinai you mentioned where you're putting light in the lungs kills COVID-19. And man, the phone rings like, we're going to indict you. Here's the subpoenas. We're going to indict you. What do you want? Stop talking to the president. I'm like, wait a minute. Me talking to no one else will do it? This isn't even like a power trip. Like, we're this weak that no one will even talk to the president? He's so isolated. How do we get him into office? We, the people, elected him, and they're trying to repudiate all of us. So Gerald Celente is going to take over right now, but I was talking to one of the top White House advisors this morning, and they said, send me a link. You're really saying the Nobel Prize winner for HIV says it was man-made? And I sent it to them. They go, oh, we'll get that right to the president. That's how paralyzed Trump is, and that's why he needs we, the people, to get the word out to him. So history's happening right now. Gerald Celente takes over. Thank you so much, Gerald. We love you.
No, thanks for having me on, Alex, and thanks for all that you do. And, you know, here's my take on the whole COVID thing with China. Look at one of our top trends for 2020. Remember, these came out in December. That's when we put our top trends for the new year. And one of them was the New World Disorder. There were protests going on around the world. Hong Kong, France, Lebanon, Algeria, Chile, Bolivia, Peru, India, all over the world. They couldn't stop it. The big one was China, with their inability to stop the protests going on in Hong Kong. These things have been going on for months. They couldn't put them down. And I was on a number of Hong Kong TV shows throughout the period. And I'm talking to these producers and other people off the air. They couldn't stop it from happening. And everything they did to try to stop it wasn't working. All of a sudden, COVID-19. And then you go back to January 28th, our Trends Journal, which of course now is a weekly, and the headline read, Coronavirus, 106 dead in China, 1.4 billion still alive. So this is coming out, and I'm saying, why are they telling me 106 people died in China of a virus when you got about 1.5 million a year that are dying of air pollution? They're walking around with their masks all the time. This place is filthy. And then all of a sudden, the lockdowns happen. Again, let's pretend that China, or believe, whatever you want to do, because the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself, that they're cooking the books. And a lot more people died. Let's say 1 million people died of COVID in China. Man-made, made by bats, whatever happened. Never let a critical issue go to waste. All of a sudden, the Chinese shut down the Hong Kong protests. Remember, Hong Kong is the banking capital of Asia. This thing was going down along with the Chinese equity markets. They couldn't stop it. But they stopped it with the COVID hysteria. And then the Western media picked up on it. As we're on the air right now, what is it, over 200,000 people have died around the world since this pandemonium panic broke out, out of a global population of 7.7 billion. And again, 1.5 million died in China last year.
That's not one drop of blood out of a human body. Sorry to interrupt. It's total hysteria.
Exactly. So here's what I'm saying, Alex. The Chinese invented it to do it to stop the Hong Kong riots. They could not put them down. And every government now has latched onto it. Hey, look at India. What do they have? 1.3 billion people? How many deaths are there? Under 1,000? And look how filthy that joint is to live in.
From your mouth to God's ear. So it's a giant hysterical hoax confirmed.
Yep. And the Chinese did it to stop the protests that were going on in China that they were unable to do. No matter what they did, they couldn't put them down. This stopped them. And the dictators all around the world did the same thing. Chile, Bolivia, India, France. They all shut down the protests, and the Chinese did it because that was the only way to stop it. And the prostitute media picked up on it. And the rest of the low-life politicians, politics, many ticks in this country and others took advantage of it.
Gerald Celente, you're on fire, and that's it. The statistics show it. But despite the fact the hoax has now been proven to be a fraud, we're being told to back it or we don't care because every death is our fault. That's how they pose as the saviors of this whole thing. Gerald Celente,
The people that are dying, again, the facts are all there. They're elderly, that are chronically ill, they're obese, they're suffering from diabetes, lung disease, respiratory...
No, you're totally right. So counter it when we come back. Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster, straight ahead. Not backing down in the face of globalist garbage.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So,
Going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point, they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello, hello. Great to be on with the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for all you. Well, I can't be happy. I got to be miserable. They're taking joy out of life. You could get arrested if you're too happy. Can't have a good time anymore. No, no, no. Yeah. Again, the facts are all here. Death toll spikes at nursing homes. From the toilet paper record. Diabetes, lung, and heart disease common in U.S. coronavirus patients. Writers. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. But I'm reading to you from stuff that happened back in March and weeks ago. It's all forgotten. coronavirus particularly unkind to those who are obese. Another Reuters story. Now let's take a look at this. Who's dying from the coronavirus? And they say, like that little boy over here, the daddy's boy, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, born on third base and thought he hit a home run, that Cuomo, going on about, you don't care about who dies, but who dies, who dies. You know, yeah, there he is, the daddy boy who renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge the Mario Cuomo Bridge. Like his father's better than mine. Take it easy, Junior. So, talking about the hoax that's being put on us, look at his other little brother there, the Chrissy Cuomo on the Cartoon News Network, CNN. If it was so deadly, Andy, your brother would be dead. Again, the facts are there. We detail it in the Trends Journal week after week. It's a weekly magazine. All the data is there. Elderly, chronically ill. And again, the numbers are there. Now the Wall Street Journal reported that out of the 55,000 or 50,000 plus people that died in America, well over 10,000 are from elder care, from the reports that came in already that were chronically ill. But a number of states, including Washington and California, and numbers of others aren't reporting the dead coming out of elder care homes. And let's go back to the beginning of this. Where did they die first? In Washington State. And where did they die in Washington State? At elder care homes, Kirkland, Washington. Again, obese, diabetics, America obese? You know, one of my lines is, you ever hear the expression, pigs can't fly? You been to the airport lately? 42% of Americans are obese. 70% are overweight. This is what's killing the people. These are the people that should be quarantined, not the healthy people. And even at the numbers they're putting out there, and again, we know the numbers are fake. Detailed in the Trends Journal, I'm sure it's been on InfoWars as well. The doctor from Minnesota, and showing the details several weeks ago, how the Centers for Disease Control put out, if it's expected, not proven, mark it off as COVID-19, because then you'll get extra money for the hospitals if it's a COVID-19 death. So even this low number, again, you're looking at 50-some thousand dead in a population of 330 million adds up to not a lot. And again, when you look at the other numbers, what is it, 840,000 people died of smoke-related diseases last year? Already the Centers for Disease Control are saying that almost 60,000 people in the United States have already died of the flu. So the numbers are all cooked. And if you're going to isolate and quarantine everybody, then isolate the people that are ill and that can be, you know, subjected to this. To show you how much they're lying, and it's not only the United States, it's worldwide. This is from Euronews. This is out of Belgium. Country of 11 million people have over 6,200 recorded coronavirus-related deaths. You ready for this? Just as I've been saying, more than half of those deaths were recorded in retirement homes. Here's the punchline. And of the total deaths that occurred in those homes, 4% were cases confirmed by a coronavirus test. 96% were suspected ones. They lie. You got it. They're lying. This is a takeover. It's a takeover by the sick politicians that are power-hungry freaks. The cover of the New Trends Journal coming out, it's going to be dumb enough to believe George Bush's wars. And a great illustration by Anthony Frieda, who's been on Alex Jones' show, down, took a trip down there and does a lot of work for us in the Trends Journal. And he has a great Anthony Frieda of George Bush that looks like Alfred E. Newman. Dumb enough to believe Bush's wars, dumb enough to believe COVID-19 wars. And just as these low-life, slimy, pathological, lying psychopaths and sociopathical politicians don't have an exit strategy to get us out of the wars that they start overseas, they don't have an exit strategy for the COVID war. We are entering the greatest depression. It's already begun. And by the way, we're going to be doing a webinar. You could go to trendsjournal.com and sign up for it. Trendsjournal.com. It's this coming Thursday, April 30th. And we'll be taking questions and answers to help people prepare for the future. Because this is coming down like nothing we've ever seen before. And if we don't fight for our freedom now, we are going to die in war. History is repeating itself. I've said this before. You had currency wars, trade war with Japan back in the 1930s, the Great Depression, World War II. We had currency wars and trade wars with China. The greatest depression has begun. When all else fails, they take you to war. World War III will be the war to end all wars because it'll end all life on Earth, or most of it. It'll be the war that Albert Einstein warned us about. They asked him what kind of weapons will be used to fight the Third World War. This is the cat with the atomic bomb, right? He said, I don't know. He said, but they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the fourth. If we don't stand up and fight for freedom, to fight for our constitutional and Bill of Rights, we have these moronic, psychopathic sickos, the George W. Bushes of the world 2.0, that are going to kill us if we don't fight for freedom. And I am a warrior for the Prince of Peace. We'll be right back.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great to be on the Alex Jones Show. And remember, do what you can to support InfoWars. We got to fight for freedom. And this is one of the places to do it. Of course, the Trends Journal is the other one. So do what you can. And Survival Shield X2 is back in stock and 50% off. You know, the globalists want you to be run down and unhealthy so they can dominate your life, and you're seeing it right now. So fight back with one of nature's greatest essentials. Survival Shield X2 is now back in stock and 50% off. You know, the 1920s, the medical establishment was clear. You need iodine to live. Without it, you'll die. Or, at the very least, you'll probably have a reduced IQ. I guess George W. Bush never had a dose of iodine. But even today, iodine deficiency is still a serious problem. You bet it is. Look how dumb everybody is. The World Health Organization estimates that nearly 50 million people will suffer from some kind of mental impairment related to iodine deficiency. They should be pumping up the whole world with iodine because we got a mental deficiency by all the morons believing the garbage coming out from the mainstream media about COVID-19. So get your Survival Shield X2. It's back in stock. Go to InfoWarsStores.com and read the reviews. Discover the shocking facts behind nascent iodine to secure your bottle today at 50% off. And again, while supplies last. And you can see how the supplies of important things are going away and how hard it is to get them back. So get it now. I want to stay on the health issue of the COVID-19 because the prostitutes say nothing about it. One of our other top trends for 2020 was homeless and helpless. How about the homeless epidemic was really sweeping the United States and a lot of the world? As I mentioned, the new world disorder, people were demonstrating everywhere because of poverty, lack of basic living conditions, etc. If the COVID-19 was as deadly as the low-life Newsoms over there in California, who our staff called up for a week trying to get the quote from him when he said his decisions are based on scientific data, to get the scientific data, they gave us back nothing. They gave us back more of his BS. If it was so deadly, all those homeless people, very not socially distanced, would be dead all over the place, according to the little low-life prostitutes and the governors of a state near you. Why aren't the homeless packing the hospital? There they are. No social distancing. And that's another thing. They made up this social distancing stuff. There's no hard data on that. It's as phony as the other numbers they gave. Remember, this was going to kill 2 million people when it broke out. And that other low-life piece of garbage crap, Fauci. Yeah, take out, keep the F and put another couple of U's and C's in there. And that's who he is. Yeah, remember how many were going to die? Now it's down to what, 60-something thousand. Remember, yes, next year it's going to get worse. It'll keep spreading more fear. Look at this little low-life. A little sellout boy. Sellout to the big pharma. Yeah, the big pharma with a little you-know-what. One freak after another running and ruining our lives. Staying on the data. So far in the United States, according to the data for the Centers for Disease Control, fatalities were highest in persons aged 85 and older. It's all there. Diabetes, lung and heart disease, common in U.S. coronavirus patients. Centers for Disease Control. Again, the obese. And look at the places where they haven't locked down. Sweden. Yeah, they're still sweet in Sweden. They're going out. Oh, this something's closed down a little bit. Ain't having the time of their life like they used to. Hey, Taiwan, whoop, opened up. Japan, very low rate. They didn't go into a major lockdown. Americans are dying because of their health. We are one of the most unhealthy nations in the world. One of our 2019 top trends was ready to explode. About the weight and obesity and diabetic problems in the United States and all the implications from it. Keep gobbling down those Big Macs. Matter of fact, staying on that, Domino's sales are going up. That's right. People are getting more Domino's pizza as an Italian. Maronami. If anybody ate a piece of Domino's, they would only call it, get out of here. That's the stuff that people are eating. Gavisha, What do you think? And look at the junk that people are eating. That's what's killing them. Again, if the homeless were susceptible to this, the hospitals would be packed. So, another country that's closed down, that hasn't closed down, and I believe at this time they have about 70 people dead out of a population, I'm going to guess, it's around 10 or 11 million. A place called Belarus. No lockdown at all. A handful of dead. So here's the way the toilet paper or record. They would never write this about Sweden. 10 million. 9.5 million. I was close. They said 11. Here's the headline from the toilet paper of record in yesterday's paper. An autocrat sets his nation apart by imposing no restrictions at all. A big story. Look at this. How dare he let the people be free? How dare he? An autocrat. We don't have autocrats here. No, we got little slime balls here. We got little Andy Cuomo. This little guy. Again, it's in the Trends Journal on March 2nd. On March 3rd, he put into legislation that in case of a health crisis, he would have executive order to rule over us. And boy, is he doing it. And look at all the stupid people that believe this low-life piece of garbage that has destroyed the lives of millions of people. Closing down businesses everywhere. Putting people out of work, out on the streets. Can't pay their rent. Can't pay their taxes, but him and his little brother don't care. They got the millions. And like all these politicians, they could care less. They steal our money in the name of taxes. They don't have to worry about being out of work. But yet they make fun of a guy from Belarus because he says to the people, hey, live your life the way you want to live it. And here's what one of his quotes. Again, going back to who's dying, most of the people obese. Mr. Lukashenko noted that one Belarus victim was fat. The man weighed 297 pounds, he said. Quote, how can you even live that way? The virus attacks the weak. The virus attacks the weak. And we have to be strong. We have to stand up and fight for freedom. Because if we don't, we're going to die in war. And again, I'm a warrior, the Prince of Peace. And don't forget, this coming Thursday, go to trendsjournal.com, sign up for the webinar, and I'll take your questions and answers. Thank you all that you do in InfoWars for keeping the truth alive, and all of you that tune in. Support InfoWars. This is Gerald Celente.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.